At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A warm up from Evo. Welcome to Love Evo Las Vegas for Coast Kissing with myself, Greg Hughes Spears, and now part of the Beast and Family podcast. Got a little bit of a shorter podcast today, as we really did not wind up seeing a lot in the transfer portal, so I'll just hit on a few pieces of news that we wound up seeing at the top, and then in the second segment, we're going to be talking with Jim Root. He does a great job over there at the Three-Man Weave, and really all the gentlemen over there at the Three-Man Weave. Jim, Kai, along with Matt, they all do absolutely amazing work. We're going to be asking Jim about teams that he's really liked the moves that they've been able to make this offseason. Just a few transfer portal guys that he feels are very good fits. We're going to ask him where he's got North Carolina coming into the start of the college basketball season. He does not have them number one, so I'm going to ask who that number one team is that he winds up having and how he winds up balancing his actual power ranking as opposed to whether or not a team should be number one as well, because I do think that there's a little bit of a difference between the actual like top 25 AP poll rather than actual power rankings themselves. So we're going to dive into that a little bit in the second segment with Jim. And if you ever do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @JUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM. They mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline and the other way, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Just going to hit on a few things at the top that I think are worth taking a look at, as it looked like Vanderbilt was going to be able to get Keyonte Kennedy in from UTEP, but it appears as though he has reopened up sort of his availability and who he's going to be going to in the transfer portal. Now, it is unclear or not if this had to do with academics or not, because we wound up seeing a little bit of a interesting ordeal with Kim Akin Jr. last year. You may recall he was supposed to transfer to Washington State. When it was all said and done, he wound up going to Arizona because he could not wind up getting into Washington State's graduate program. So that's something to take a look at. And for Keyonte Kennedy, he last season at UTEP was a relatively solid player. 14 points, 6 boards. I'm not going to go out here and say that he was going to be putting up double figures out there in the SEC, but for a team that wound up losing Scottie Pippen Jr., he was certainly going to be a nice cog for them. Also was able to give the team nearly 2 steals per contest, so that's something to watch out for. Some of these guys that you think you've got them all slotted in with regards to where they're going to be going to, we're not going to see a ton of cases like Keyonte Kennedy, but there are going to be a few guys in which they are going to be committed to a school, and then they're probably going to be reopening things up because maybe the program that they were trying to get into is not necessarily available to them due to academics or something else. So always something to take a look at. And just a little bit of a somber note here. Darius Lee, he wound up averaging 18 points, 8.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game at Houston Baptist last season. You may recall he wound up having that game against McNeese State in which he wound up having 52 points. He unfortunately passed away over the weekend. I'm not going to dive into the basketball things of this right now. I'll just say that it's very, very sad to see he leaves behind a mother, he leaves behind a sister, and there are not a lot of things in this world that we all agree upon because, and we have our debates about these college basketball teams. I'm sure with you and your buddies debate what is the best, like, restaurant. We always have the political debates, and typically those don't go very well for those of you guys that wind up engaging on those on Facebook, but with that said, I think that we can all agree no parent deserves to bury their child. I don't think that Houston Baptist, their number one thing on their mind right now is basketball. When it comes time for me to do my Southland preview, obviously I'll be taking this into account. It's a very somber way to cross the guy off your list and have to rework things with Houston Baptist. But, I mean, this is just a case in which it's very, very sad. You see a few programs go through this every year, like St. Louis. I know that they wound up losing an assistant before the season. I think it was last year. It might have been towards the back half of that 2020-21 season. But you have to do what you have to do when it comes to a handicapping perspective. But also, I think it's always important to just have a little bit of humanity in these situations as well, and just wish nothing but the best to everyone at the Houston Baptist program, the poor mother that he winds up leaving behind, because that's just a very, very gut-wrenching situation. We've all dealt with some losses, some more extreme than others. I have never become a father to this point. I don't know if it will happen someday or not, but with that said, I could not imagine just how gut-wrenching it would be to have to bury a child. So, I mean, just want to give my condolences and my thoughts and prayers to all that knew Darius Lee, and also to those within the Houston Baptist and the Southland in general conference, because from everything I heard, he was just a very, very good kid, and you just never want to see something like that. So just wanted to pass that along and just give nothing but best wishes to all involved, because it's a very, very sad situation, and I'm sure that they could really use your thoughts and prayers. I mean, that's just something that's very, very brutal. With that said, we're going to have more of a brighter note coming up next, as we're going to have Jim Root of the Three-Man Weave. He does a terrific job there. We're going to be diving into where he's got North Carolina ranked coming into the season. We're also going to be just diving into, in general, some of the teams that he's been very impressed with regards to their offseason moves, and we'll have some fun with it with him next, right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now a part of the Houston Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lovey Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Deep Spears, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. Great to be joined by our guests, as all the gentlemen over there at the three-man weave are doing an absolutely terrific job. And one of those gentlemen is Jim Root, a man that, much like myself, was born in the great state of Wisconsin. I know that he and the three-man weave do contributions over there with the Action Network, Field of 68, Pickwise, list goes on and on. These guys are a little bit of everywhere. And to be able to follow Jim on Twitter, and is that Second Chance Points, that is the number 2 ND, and then Chance Points, and then we're the three-man weave, that's at the number 3 MW underscore CBB. And Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Greg. Excited to be hopping on here.
Excited to have you aboard, and I'm getting excited already for the upcoming season because we wind up seeing some pretty big moves over the weekend. Typically, you don't wind up seeing big moves made in the middle of June, but North Carolina, they do wind up picking up one of the bigger transfers out there in the portal as all of a sudden Pete Nance from Northwestern, he winds up going over there. And I just take a look at this North Carolina team. Really, the only piece they wind up losing from last year is Brady Manek. And Pete Nance, I would consider him going into this year a little bit advanced to where Brady Manek was at this time last year. And right now, I've got North Carolina as my number one team. I'm not sure what your thoughts are on this bunch, but I really like what they've done here in the offseason, bringing back everyone, then adding in Pete Nance.
Yeah, I mean, Nance is just an awesome addition. He fits positionally. He seems fully capable of being kind of the connector type that he needs. Like, he's not a guy that's going to need the ball in his hands. Stepping in with Caleb Love and RJ Davis and Armando Bacot, they're kind of lined up to be the top three leading scorers. And he can pass a little bit. He's a great rebounder, versatile defender. I have some questions still a little about the shooting. I know a lot of people are consistently citing the percentage he shot last year, but it was a pretty low volume, and the form isn't like knockdown Brady Manek elite type shooting. So maybe he's not going to provide that exactly, but if he can make, you know, a three per game, a little more than a three per game like he did last year, it'll keep defenses honest. And we know that that other foursome in the starting lineup is excellent after we saw the run they made to the NCAA title game. I don't have them number one. I actually got them probably around fourth. I do think there was some flukiness, is probably the wrong word, to the run. But, you know, if Caleb Love misses a three against UCLA, maybe we're not thinking about them the same way. They lose in overtime to Baylor, maybe not the same way. I'm a little hesitant to vault them all the way up there, but they are stacked. And I think the floor is really high on North Carolina. I'd be shocked if they're not a top 15 team by the end of the season.
Yep, I do think that North Carolina is going to have a really good run of things. And with regards to number one, who do you wind up having right now?
I have Houston up there, and I've kind of gone back and forth with this. We as a weave also have this internal debate of our ratings, like an actual rating for creating a spread. Should that align exactly with our 1 through 25, top 25 rankings? I kind of go back and forth on it. I actually have Gonzaga rated the highest, partially because I think their style trends towards blowing out bad teams early. So I want to make sure I have big spreads when I'm creating those Gonzaga early season lines. Houston, I trust everything about them. I think they've got an awesome backcourt with two different shot creators in Shed and Marcus Sasser. I think they're so sound defensively that even with some roster turnover, that's going to remain. Samson, he coaches effort maybe better than any coach in the country. The way that team just plays hard no matter what, the way they close out on shooters. You can see it in their defensive three-point percentage every season. Usually that's a tough stat to control, but it's always low for Houston because of the way they challenge shots. So Houston, I think, has a high ceiling given some of the guys they're bringing in. They have a five-star top 10 freshman in Jarace Walker, and Terrence Arsenault is kind of under the radar freshman too. But I also think the floor is crazy high because of how they'll defend in the backcourt they have there with Sasser, Shed, and Mark. I'm probably going to slot Houston number one despite not having them rated on a power rating scale as high as Gonzaga.
You wound up having guys getting minutes and starts that you wouldn't have expected to last year due to the fact that you wound up having Tremont Mark and Marcus Sasser miss much of last season as well. So I think that in the end, going to pay some dividends for them, as we do have Jim Root over there at the three-man weave. He is joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops. And when it comes to the other big move that we wound up seeing over the weekend, Memphis, a team out there in the American, and we were just talking about Houston, I think that Memphis is a clear number two in that conference, and Emmanuel Acott is going to be added in for them. And much like Pete Nance fills a void that North Carolina badly needed filled, I think the same for Emmanuel Acott over there at Memphis, because they are going to be losing much of what they wound up having down low. Jalen Duren is out of the fold, but little bit under the radar. He's 6'8", a little bit of a combo player. Josh Minnett, he's out of the fold as well. And Nacot, he's someone that's 6'8", wound up shooting right around 38% from three. I would argue that he needs to do a little bit more on the glass, but I take a look at this addition for Memphis, and I think that it's pretty big for them and solidifies them as a pretty clear top 25 team, if not a little bit more.
Yeah, the potential is there. They've had that glaring flaw year after year, Memphis, their turnover rate. They just don't value the ball. Sometimes they take kind of questionable shots offensively, and they're able to make up for it with their offensive rebound rate. But, man, they bring in Kendrick Davis as the clear star point guard, something they haven't had under Penny Hardaway. And even Akot played point guard for long stretches for Boise State. So, like, you've got him a smart decision maker that probably shifts to the wing playing alongside Davis. And then DeAndre Williams is back. He's probably been their best decision maker for a couple of years now. A really nice, like, high post facilitator. You can run a lot of dribble handoff stuff with him. So they've got, like, smart players in the lineup. And I think if that turnover rate remains a problem, it's going to be fair to start questioning the system and the decision making that is taught there. But the talent, man, there's no question about that. They're going to be hyper experienced. You look down their roster and like the top nine guys are all in their fourth or fifth or even sixth year of college. So yeah, Memphis has got the goods. And despite not bringing in a single true freshman, which is surprising for Penny Hardaway, Memphis has got a very bright outlook for 2022 and 23.
Yep, and I do think that Kendrick Davis coming in, he is pretty much one of the best fit guys I've seen with regards to the transfer portal. And just speaking of fit guys in general, because I think that we both agree, Emmanuel Akot over there at Memphis, he really fills a void that was needed for Memphis. We were saying the same thing about Pete Nance over there at North Carolina. We just take a look at some of these transfers for this upcoming season. Are there just a few guys that stand out and you're like, yep, this is just an absolutely perfect fit for them? He had okay numbers at the place where he was a little bit before, but he's coming into a system that is really going to be suiting him.
One of the guys at Florida, I think Kyle Lofton and Will Richard are going to fit in really well with Todd Golden's system. I was just reading a new Athletic article about their director of scouting and analytics, Jonathan Sapphire. The way they so thoroughly scout the players that they bring in, they know what they're good at. They know how to emphasize those strengths. I think Lofton's going to be awesome getting into the paint off the bounce. Never really had shooters to kick out to at St. Bonaventure. Not a great three-point shooting team last year besides Dom Welch. And I think Will Richard, the guy coming in from Belmont, is a perfect fit for that. He's kind of under the radar guy because he played in the Ohio Valley, but he's gotten a little bit onto draft board radars because of his size, his length, his shooting ability. He didn't really knock down a high rate of threes, but he was 80% from the free throw line last year. I think he's going to be a true defensive weapon in that Florida Gator system. So Florida, I think, is a team that hit some home runs in the transfer portal, and there's more than a few out there, but that was the first one that jumped to mind for me.
Yeah, but I think that Florida has done a really good job of being able to hit the transfer portal, and hey, your alma mater, Missouri, they wound up having a big pickup, I would say, about two or so weeks ago as well, as we do have Jim Root of the three-man we've joined me right here on the podcast, and that'd be Isaiah Mosley, because I take a look at this Missouri team, and I was thinking coming into the year that it was one of those cases in which with Dennis Gates being able to come in, with being able to get in a lot of these transfers, that they'd be better, but I thought that it was going to take a year or two for them to be able to develop, and no question, I'm more bullish on them in 2023-24 than for 22-23. But with that said, I think that Mosley really does turn the fortunes of Missouri around a little bit. He's someone that's staying within the state. When I was at Missouri State, 20.5 points, 6 boards, shot over 42% from three-point range. Now, I don't know if they're going to be like an NCAA tournament team or a team towards the top of the SEC, but I think that the addition of Mosley turns this more from a Missouri team in which you're looking at year two, year three for Dennis Gates. And I think right from the get-go, this is, like I said, not going to be an NCAA tournament team, but a very competitive one.
Yeah, I think a lot of Mizzou fans maybe have the hope or expectation of NCAA tournament. While I may not fully share that, it's fun that there's actually that optimism in the air, because it hasn't been that way for a while at Mizzou, where there's really tons of optimism entering the year. And yeah, putting in Mosley, a guy who's 20 points a game, 50, 40, 90 from the field, like super, super rare offensive talent there, it moves everybody else down the pecking order a little, where if you were asking Kobe Brown or Demoy Hodge to be the best scorer on an SEC team, you've got issues. But if those are your number two and your number three behind Mosley, everything makes a little bit more sense. If Gates is able to get his team to defend the way he did at Cleveland State, bringing over some of those Leonard Hamilton principles down from Florida State, where he was an assistant before, then you combine that with the offensive pieces, and yeah, there's some reason to get excited. And while, you know, there's a lot of talented teams in the SEC, especially that top half is loaded, Mizzou could be a team that really blows away where they were last year and surprises people in terms of exceeding expectations.
Yep, I do think that was a very big pickup for them. As you heard me on the podcast, we do have Jim Root of the Three-Man Weave. And Jim, the transfer portal is really starting to slow down a little bit more. It feels like the rosters are getting solidified. And as far as everything that we've seen thus far, because we do still have a few other guys out there, Armani Bates is really the biggest one right now. But with that said, like I said, things are starting to wind down. But are there maybe a few teams that you take a look at what they've done this offseason and you feel like at this point they just haven't gotten the respect they feel like they deserve for all the offseason moves that they have made?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like what Alabama's done. I feel like, you know, another SEC answer here, but I think that roster matches what Nate Oates wants to do more than last year. He's very strict to his style, up and down, lots of threes, no mid-range, and they couldn't really shoot the ball last year. And I think they did a nice job of bringing in some guys that can play in transition and to knock down three-pointers. They brought in Welch from St. Bonaventure, the one guy that really knocked down shots. There's a couple teams that maybe, like, they didn't do so much with their roster, but Xavier and Butler are two teams I keep coming back to because of their coaching decisions, or coaching hires with Thad Matta and Sean Miller, I think are going to exceed expectations, where analytics projections and people that are looking at last year and what the roster comes back and maybe slotting them in similar spots. And I just think that's too low. Like, I think the same Xavier roster coached by Travis Steele versus coached by Sean Miller, that's 40 slots apart in a ranking system. So I'm really optimistic about what the Musketeers can do. I think they made a great coaching hire, and the same goes for Butler.
I agree with you. I think that the Big East as a whole, they might have had the best offseason out of any of the conferences. I really like the way that they wanted making all their coaching decisions. Now, obviously for Villanova, their hands were tied a little bit more, but still, bringing Kyle Neptune, I do think that he's going to have success there. Probably going to be a little bit of a fall from Jay Wright because, well, there's only one Jay Wright out there, but I think that just the transfers they're being brought in as well by schools like Providence, buying low on guys that wound up having a lot of potential coming out of high school. I'm very excited to see how that winds up going this season, and I'm very excited for everything that's going to be happening with the Three-Man Weave. Jim, I know that you're doing some great work. I know that you were out here in Las Vegas. Now you're back in the Midwest, my friend. So I know that you're going to be hard at work. I know that you guys are going to be doing an amazing job with your conference previews and so much more. So I'd love to get people at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and everything that you've got going on in general.
Yeah, by the way, Providence is a great answer to your last question. I'm glad you brought them up because it is a little under the radar. I love the pieces they have, and I think Bryce Hopkins is going to be excellent in more of a leading role. But yeah, on Twitter, I'm at Second Chance Points. That's 2ND Chance Points, and then the Weave is at 3MW_CBB. All our content will flow through there, whether it's our podcast that's coming out weekly, write-ups. The off-season is a little bit of a lull, but I've got something usually every 2 or 3 weeks. I'll get a new article up there of something that's kind of intriguing me about the off-season, or a storyline or a research project, so I'll have that up there. And yeah, our previews should be coming in the fall, although there may be a different twist on them. Keep an eye out for an announcement on that in the next couple of weeks about the Weave previews. But yeah, the podcast, the previews, those are the big two until the season gets started, and then we really branch out with shows and all that. But for now, just keep an eye on the Twitter feed. That's the best place to go.
And the gentlemen over there at the Three-Man Weave, they do top-notch work getting on any of those three gentlemen, whether it be Kai, Jim, or Matt. It is always a pleasure. Today, it was Jim Root who wound up joining me. So, big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Soups, now part of the VEASAN family of podcasts. Wound up making this a two-segment podcast just because not necessarily a lot of news and notes in college basketball. I did want to clear out just a little bit more special time for Darius Lee because I did feel like that warranted a little bit more thoughts and remorse for everything that wound up happening there. I do feel like that's a very worthy cause of a little bit of time on this podcast because you just wish Houston Baptist, the kid himself, his family, absolutely nothing but the best. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer this in. First one is my Twitter timeline at June_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review.
once we get into the season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. And here in the offseason, I'll be coming at you guys every single day, looking at all that we're getting in college basketball. And I'm doing a conference preview for all 32 conferences. Looks like the Big West conference preview could probably be up Thursday morning, so in about 48 hours. So that is on the docket for me. And hopefully you guys enjoyed what you heard today. And I'll be coming at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.